around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
Touchdown, Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good. It's good. Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal. 42 yards. Eric Perino. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
And now with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
From Steve Lancaster Field, Tiger Hollow in Ridgefield, it's Greenwich Cardinals football on a blustery fall night. Good evening, everyone. Alongside Dan Murphy with Sean Kilkelly back in the studio, I'm Rob Adams. And tonight, the Cardinals coming in at 6-1. They're 4-1 in FCAC play. They take on their old friends, the Ridgefield Tigers, who are 3-4, 2-up and 4-down. And Cardinals and Tigers have done it many times over the years, and a brilliant night for football up here with the Tigers at 3-4. They have scuffled a bit this year. This is one of those nights, Dan, when if you want to be a state championship team, you've got to take care of business against the Tigers if you're the Cardinals.
Yeah, you can look at this game a couple of different ways. You know, Ridgefield starting over, you know, new regime, first-year head coach in Jamie Reed, looking to rebuild the program back to respectability after a few down seasons. On the flip side, Greenwich, this is a game that they should, if they want to be taken seriously in the state championship conversation, should handle this team in Ridgefield tonight, coming off of a game where the defense carried the way against St. Joseph with two defensive touchdowns being the difference in that game. The offense did not play well at all. They're going to be looking to rebound tonight, for sure.
And that's a big factor to me. It's something I've focused on when I've been on the air this week between talking to Tony Savino this morning and on doubleheader. The offense is a concern. It is scuffled. The numbers are not pretty from last week. They've got to find a little something extra. An extra gear is needed for the Cardinal offense.
And I feel like you really got to go back to basics tonight. You know, flush that game. That was your worst offensive performance of the season. Hopefully it remains that way the rest of the way. Get back to doing what you do well, pounding the football inside, timely throws by your quarterback, and a defense that has played better and better as the season has gone on. Let's see if they can get back to doing those things and getting back to playing the Cardinal football we expect to see from them week in and week out.
On the other side for the Tigers, their first year without Kevin Callahan, who was at the head of this program for years, Jamie Reed now the head coach, and still a great collection of assistant coaches that date back to the Callahan regime. And yet something's off with the Tigers. It seems to be a younger football team. They'll likely go with a sophomore as their starting quarterback, which is fine. You can win that way. But does it produce results top to bottom? It's not the quarterback's fault. But there's a disconnect somewhere right now in the Tiger program.
Yeah, really disappointing season a year ago coming in at 2-8. You know, at three wins this year, coming in 3-4, they kind of like where they are right now. Obviously, you got to strip it down and start over again. But, you know, they don't expect to be a playoff contender right away, but they're hoping to build a program gradually over the years that can sustain itself. And, yeah, look, they like some of the young talent on this team that can lead them forward maybe even surprise some people the rest of the way this year, certainly in the next couple of years.
And 3-4, one thing to highlight, if you're in the right division, in the right situation, you're still in play for a state playoff spot, which is astounding to me.
I was looking at the playoff rankings in Double L and some of the other classes, and you're right, like 3 or 4 wins, you're in the mix. You are, if you're not already in a spot, you know, depending on the class, but yeah, you would be in the hunt with 3 wins right now, and we see that with Double L right now, how congested it is, number 7 through 10 in the playoff rankings down there. So, yeah, you don't have to be a Greenwich to make the playoffs.
And Greenwich is number 2 right now in Class Double L. It's amazing to think about, off of one loss, which is fine, but it's not that one loss did not crush the Cardinals the way it would have in years past.
No, that's true. And, you know, other one-loss teams that have gotten their loss out of the way early in the season, like Fairfield Prep has come on really strong. Keep an eye on West Haven. That's another team that I think we should be paying attention to. They're getting hot at the right time now. They're playing some really good football the second half of the season. So, I tell you what, this Double L stretch run is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, a lot of fun, no question about it. Guess who else is in the mix for a playoff? The West Hill Vikings, who the Cardinals play next week, so they've got something to play for as well. And then, of course, Staples to finish up the regular season. So a lot of fun down the backstretch here in 2024.
Yeah, and that just goes to show how wide open Class Double L is this year, right? Like, there's no one dominant team that you look at and you're like, oh, this team is a lock to win it all. There's a lot of parity this year, and it sets up to make the playoffs post-Thanksgiving a lot of fun to watch.
Traditionally, these two have had some great barn burners over the years, but recently it has been all Cardinals. Greenwich has won the last 6 meetings. The Tigers last winning 30-21 back in 2016. They also won in 2015 as the captains begin to make their way out to midfield. We will meet them and get the coin toss going. Trevor Janacki, Dean Albus, Joe Hung, and Brian Fitzpatrick come out for the Tigers. And the Cardinals with Max Merrick, MJ D'Angelo, Jack Carroll, and Peter Vumbelakis.
You know, the usual suspects.
That's the way it goes.
If you've been following along with us this season, you certainly know those names by heart.
Watching them go through the discussion, which is always riveting. The coin is in the air.
I almost feel bad for those captains. What, this again?
All right, they are talking to both. Ridgefield says, how about we go this way? So the Tigers have won the toss. They have elected to defer. They will defend the end zone to our left. Cardinals are going to get the ball first. They will defend the end zone to our right. Cardinals in the white uniform tops with the red pants, the red numbers, the white helmet, and the orange jerseys with the white outlined in black with the black helmets of the Ridgefield Tigers. Got the sense we've got an interesting one tonight. How interesting? That's why they kicked the ball off and you and I describe it for a couple of hours.
Yeah, you have every once in a while the opportunity to get a really goofy game, and we'll see if we get one of those tonight.
And these two have played goofy games over the years. A timeout from here in Ridgefield. We kick it off in just a moment. Greenwich and Ridgefield on the way in just a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Back in Ridgefield, as we get ready for this one tonight. This always a traditionally great crowd, very supportive. They love their Tiger athletics here. It also is a blueout, we were told, by one of the police officers before the game tonight. We had a fun chat with the officer this evening.
We're getting a little bit of the inside scoop about the colors of the rainbow here. Every week is apparently a different color,
That's
right?
That's what he was telling us. He said he might be on the field. We offered him a headset. He said, I really want to keep my job. He was great. And hey, they're all part of what makes Friday Night Lights or Saturday afternoon. They're all part of what makes it happen, keeping everyone secure. So it literally does take a village to get high school football off the ground.
A little bit of a subplot here tonight. We'll see if it's an impact. About 20 minutes before we went on the air, the wind really started to gust, and it's coming in out of the north, blowing from left to right tonight. See if that has any impact in the kicking game, whether that's an impact for the quarterbacks throwing the football, especially against the wind. So from right to left, that might be an issue.
Hector Lopez and Noah Steele both go deep for the Cardinals, and the Tigers have the ball kicked up, teed up and ready to go. Connor Chinaki with the right hand in the air makes the approach, and away we go with a soft bouncer that is scooped up at the 25, and it's Jack Carroll to take it out to the 40. Interesting decision, but good field position for the Cardinals to get it started.
Jack Carroll, number 14, brought down by a gang of Tigers in there on the hit, number 5.
We told you about last week, and the numbers aren't pretty, Dan. So the Cardinals getting the ball first, and you can understand why Ridgefield head coach Jamie Reed says, put my defense on the field to start the game.
Well, he knows he's going up against an offense that's been scuffling lately, let's be honest. So, you know, you get to find out pretty quick what you've got on both sides of the football here right away.
D'Angelo and Lopez in the backfield on a first down at the Greenwich 39-yard line. Shotgun snap, handoff goes to Lopez. Hector going to run right up the middle. Has a bit of a rush as he gets out near the 44. Not bad, all things considered, on a gain of 5 as he's brought down by Michael Salambin, the linebacker. Second and 5. I didn't start my drive chart, so I got to get that going. In the wind tonight, that's going to be fun.
It'll be interesting for the broadcasters, this win, too.
Second and 5. Play action. Pass goes out right side. That's complete to Blake Martin, who turns it upfield for a first down to the Ridgefield 48-yard line. I love that play call. A little play action fake and then a quick pass.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of the play action passing game out of the gun this year, and I do like trying to get some space there in the slot with Blake Martin. He's trying to get that matchup going there early.
First down for Big Red at the far hash, going from right to left. Two receivers near side left. Lopez in the backfield. Play fake and another pass to Martin. Martin can't hold on to that one. Fed him right over the middle on a little quick slant. Nothing doing there. Incomplete.
Yeah, moving him around, trying to find some matchups there that they like. You know, as I said, you know, this is an offense that's really... They were searching for some answers after the St. Joseph game. There's no question. So trying different looks, trying to see if something can stick here that's a little different than what they've been doing.
Defensive back Skylar Reyes was in on the coverage for the Tigers. Second down and 10, no score. Play fake again, left side pass. That is complete. But that goes to Matthew O'Donnell, and he's brought down almost immediately. Forward progress, Dan. I think they're going to give him three to the Ridgefield 45-yard line, but still bringing up a third and 7.
Yeah, with D'Angelo in charge of the offense, we're used to seeing that power running game, and it's looking more like a spread offense, slinging the ball around the yard so far tonight. So that's pretty different than what we've become accustomed to seeing.
Let's see what offensive coordinator Reese Lane comes up with on 3rd and 7 with 10-10 to go in the opening frame, no score. Ball on the near hash. Tigers showing a 4-man rush. Looks like 5 in the secondary and a flag down as the Tigers jump, but were they drawn? They were not. Penalty will be against the Cats. I have to make a reference to Cats somewhere tonight. I've got one at home. But it's a 5-yard penalty, not enough for a first down.
Well, but it is enough to make it 3rd and short.
Very manageable.
Of 3rd and long.
Sure. 3rd down and 2, no score, 9:59 to go, first quarter here in Ridgefield. Ball on the near hash again. D'Angelo takes, gives to Lopez. Lopez found an easy hole off the left side and turns it for a first down. Tackled by Matthew Tesh, senior linebacker, but it'll be a Cardinal first down at the Ridgefield 34-yard line.
One of the things that works, you know, we hear about you have to run to set up the pass. Well, sometimes we're doing the pass to set up the run works pretty good, too.
Out to the right side on the snap. That goes to O'Donnell. He'll get run out of bounds by Reyes at the 30 for a gain of 4. So they've found a little something with this short passing game.
Yeah, you know, doesn't really matter how you get it. You know, if you can get it at 4 yards a clip, you'll take it every time, whether it's in the air or on the ground.
They've marked him at the 31. No score, 9:12 to go, first quarter. Twins out to the near side left, one to the right. Little motion in the backfield. D'Angelo takes. He will give it off. Working off the right side. It's Lopez. Finds running room down the sideline. Stretching near the goal line. He's short of the goal line. They will mark him down near the 2. It'll be 1st and goal after a long run of 29.
Yeah, one of the things you can do, the Cardinals have been spreading the field, trying to get the defenders to chase sideline to sideline, so when you hand it off to Lopez, he's able to run right by the guys who are trying to cover the sideline there. That's a good job of finding running lanes there by Hector. Get down the sideline and sets up 1st and goal.
8th play of this opening drive that has already been just better than anything, almost anything you saw last week. Cardinals look great offensively to start. 1st and goal at the Ridgefield 2. Martin, the receiver, near side left. O'Donnell out to the right. Heavy in on the line otherwise, and it's Lopez right into the end zone. Touchdown. A 2-yard touchdown run, and the Cardinals take a 6-0 lead pending the point after.
Where was this all last week? This is nice to see if you're a Cardinals supporter.
The extra point on the way. Julian Ravina puts it up into the night, and it is good. Cardinals take a 7-0 lead on their opening drive. The Tigers to get the ball when we come back. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Well, who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Greenwich goes on a 9-play, 61-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 14 seconds, and they take a 7-0 lead. So now the Tigers' turn. How do you answer?
Well, pretty emphatic opening statement by Greenwich, I would say. So we'll see what the home team has in store. And we'll see what Greenwich defense has in store.
We thank Ridgefield Athletic Director Dan Street for the accommodations here tonight. As the kickoff on the way. High and into the night, it is taken and bobbled at the 11-yard line. Picked up there on the far side of the field, staying inside the numbers and getting out near the 25-yard line. That ball was returned by Chris Colsey, the sophomore. So our first look at the Tiger offense. Connor Chernacki not only kicks it, he's the quarterback.
He's a busy guy, isn't he?
It's like the old days of Danny White and the Cowboys. He was the Cowboy punter at that time. 8:40 to go, first quarter from the 25. They'll give it off. Stretching to the wide side of the field, nothing doing. Jay Shim coming all the way across, and there was just nothing there. He had, dare I say, a Congress of Cardinals in to say hello, led by Jack Kelly.
Yeah, that is one thing that this Greenwich defense does very well. They're very good sideline to sideline with their speed.
Loss of two, second and 12, 7-0 Cardinals, 8:09 to go in the opening stanza. A four-receiver set, two goes out to each side. Cardinals show a four-man rush. Chernacki looking, flings it out to the left, into the flat on a screen, working around to the far sideline and getting knocked out of bounds, short of a first down. And they're saying it will be a first down as the wind picks up rather emphatically. I thought it went out to Shim on that screen.
It sure did, yeah.
He is short of the first down. Rob knows a thing or two.
Where they spotted it, it's about third and three.
Yeah, it's third and three. Cardinals get jumpy, and the Cardinals just gave them a first down. They jump offside.
We're going to have our weekly installment of penalties that drive coaches crazy.
Coaches and broadcasters, for that matter.
Third and three, neutral zone infractions are never going to go over well in the defensive meeting room.
58 degrees as we kicked off tonight. Real feel around 50. Wind out of the west-northwest at 6. Left side Shim as he comes around the edge. He'll get across the 40, maybe near the 42-yard line after a gain of about 5. Run out of bounds by Guy Germain. Call it second and 5. The gust up to 16 miles per hour with the humidity at 51%. Chance of precipitation, unfortunately, zero, because we need some rain, and badly.
I noticed that all of New Jersey south of I-195 is in severe drought. That's the metric they're using now.
Well,
it hasn't rained in a month and a half down there.
They're saying there are some drought concerns here as the Cardinals show blitz, and they jam up the line, but able to sneak for maybe a yard was Shim. To get to the 43, host of Cardinals there, quite honestly. But they'll mark him back at the 42, bringing up a third and 5 with 7:04 to go, clock running first quarter. Had a newer scoreboard at the western end of Tiger Hollow.
That is a sharp-looking scoreboard,
isn't it? Video board with all of the relatable numbers at the top of the screen, score and the time. Third and call at 5. Play action, Chernacki. Looking to throw, does throw, and has a man for a first down near the 49-yard line as he got it to Matthew Forston, the junior receiver, and a fresh set of downs for the Tigers.
Yeah, Ridgefield has some pretty impressive underclassmen playmakers, and Forston's one of them. Chris Colsey, who we've called his name once so far tonight, he's another one. They've got some good young players that they think can really start this program going in the right direction in the future.
From left to right go the Tigers at midfield with a first down. Chernacki with a long snap count and had a flag down. Play clock was down to 9, but the Tigers moved. So it'll cost them 5. Thank you, Michael Duda, for what you wrote on X, or whatever you want to call it these days. Tell Ridgefield to fix its feed so they can listen to us. They do have a video feed, but not a broadcast. We appreciate it. First and 15. I don't want to brag about our broadcast and get another message. Two receivers out to the left, one near side right. Out to the left side it goes. That is complete as it went to... It went out to Colsey, but he'll get to the 47. That's about it. Bringing up a second and 13, let's call it, with 5:50 to go in the first quarter.
That's a quick wide receiver screen, and Greenwich does a good job getting off their blocks and getting their way to the ball carrier on that one.
7-0 Greenwich on the 2-yard touchdown run by Lopez, but the Tigers on the move on second and 13. Looking to throw. That is thrown and incomplete. Trying to get it across midfield for Colsey. He had coverage standing there from Jack Carroll, and a third and 13 coming up.
Yeah, I think for Ridgefield to be able to hang in this game tonight, they're going to have to be good, really good, throwing the ball down the middle of the field against this secondary of Greenwich.
Tiger Hollow is really filled in. Large chunk of the bleachers pretty much full. There's still some
standing room
to our
only.
Left. Yeah, some folks standing behind us. Third and 13, looking to throw with time. Brings it right. That is incomplete. And a flag down. There was a little bit of contact. Carroll, the defender. Colsey, the intended receiver.
I think they're going to get Carroll for a little bit of habeas grabis, as you say.
Love it. Love calling the habeas grabis, although I cannot take credit for that one. That was the longtime Steelers broadcaster, Bill Hillgrove, would call most holding calls habeas grabis, and I just thought, you know, that's too darn funny to not use once in a while.
And being the Steelers fan that you are.
That is very true. Big game for them this weekend.
Oh, sure is.
They played Washington, I believe in Washington. Good battle, and I have to admit, I do not like the Steelers' chances. Ball to the far hash, not a first down, though, so third and 3. Shotgun snap, looking to throw, screen set up. That is knocked down and almost intercepted. Oh, Jack Kelly had it in his hands, but off the fingertips. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, Jack would like another shot at that ball, I think. It's a dangerous pass by Chonacki into a lot of traffic.
And the Tigers not hesitating to punt it away, which is curious in this day and age because so many teams, especially once you get past midfield, go for it.
I wonder if the fact that they're punting with the wind here, they're trying to pin Greenwich back deep. I wonder if that's part of the thinking here.
High snap, stepping up, getting into it, and punting it away. That was Trevor Chinaki, and that'll take a bounce into the end zone away from O'Donnell for a touchback. Timeout on the field, 5:14 remaining, first quarter, 7-0 Cardinals. They're not messing around here tonight in Ridgefield. They've got some fatheads. No Doug Kerr fathead to be seen anywhere. We need a Doug Kerr fathead.
We're going to have to acquire one. You know, I don't know if it's going to be in time for the playoffs or what, but we need to get one of those.
Doug Kerr, a friend of both of ours from our road world, and he does have a fathead.
We got to get a fathead of his head. We got to get a send help sign.
That's true, too.
If we want to explain to the audience what that is.
All right, Cardinals have the ball. First down, they'll go up the middle with Lopez for a short gain as he busted across the 20 near the 22-yard line. Coming out of the pile and making the stop. It looked like Dylan Bean Crooker on the stop. It'll be second and 10, second and 8, let's call it. 4:49 to go first quarter. Cardinals with a 7-0 lead. D'Angelo takes it, gives it back to Lopez. Turns it right into the A-gap and is shut down. He got walloped pretty quickly. It'll be a third down play after Michael Salambean knocked him down. They'll give him a yard, maybe even two, though, Dan, out near the 24, so third and 6.
Third and 6, and you more or less lock Greenwich into having to pass the ball here.
Two receivers make it 3, go out to the right, one near side left, 4 minutes remaining, first quarter. D'Angelo sending a man in motion. That's O'Donnell. He'll come to the near side. Lopez in the backfield. He motions out as well. But D'Angelo running, and now it's flipped, and Lopez waiting at the 45 makes the catch, and the Cardinals will get a first down into Tiger territory. They'll mark him at the 44.
That is such a nice play by D'Angelo. Buying time, rolling to his left. Getting enough time for Lopez to get open, running the wheel route down the sideline, throwing against his body down the field. That's an impressive throw into the wind as well to connect there with Lopez.
It's a gain of 32 and a first down. Cardinals lead 7-0. You can hear the wind whipping through, and honestly, not a whole lot Dan and I can do about it. Ball on the near hash. Cardinals with two receivers out to the right, back to the ground. Lopez finds an opening. Oh, he's off to the races. Makes a turn if he can get a block. 20, 15, 10 left sideline to the pylon. Touchdown. 44 yards, and the Cardinals up 13 to nothing.
Well, we've seen that a lot from Hector Lopez this year. The big play potential out of him, and once he gets into the secondary, it's off to the races, and there's not anything Richfield can do about it.
Extra point try coming up from Julian Ravina. O'Donnell to put it down. It is up and it is good. 3:07 to go, first quarter. Greenwich with a 14-0 lead. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah. Oh.
14-0 Cardinals. Four plays, 80 yards in about 2 minutes. Dan and I both estimating on the time of the drive. It was pretty quick, I'll tell you that.
Well, Greenwich would like a few of those. How's 20 yards a play for an average sound?
Reyes and Colsey both go deep for the orange, white, and black.
And if you're Richfield, you don't want this game to get out of control like this early. So we'll see what their offense has in store for us the second time around.
And our guy, Mr. Alex Kay, will kick it off.
Man of the people.
That's right. He approaches and puts it in the air. With the wind, it goes to an up man at the 25 who gets walloped initially but broke out of that. That ball on the turf, though. And that ball looking dangerously in favor of the Cardinals, and it is. So the first turnover of the night goes in favor of the Cardinals, and they'll get the ball.
Yeah, this is set up by it being a short kick into the wind, so it's fielded by one of the up backs who, you know, to his credit, maybe isn't used to returning the football in that situation, and the ball's jarred loose in that pile. And the gentleman on the bottom of the pile was a Greenwich Cardinal, so.
And I think he also got hit and it dislodged the ball, so going right for the Cardinals, they will try to come out and take advantage, up 14 already.
You can really put a stranglehold on this game early with another nice drive here.
And they'll do it from the 31-yard line between the hashes. In motion, Hudson Squires turns around and goes back to throw. Going to the end zone. Going down there to O'Donnell. It's incomplete. Overthrew him by about a yard. He had man-to-man coverage. That ball with a lot of air under it, but he couldn't catch up. Incomplete, 2nd and 10.
We haven't really seen the connection be there between those two the last few weeks.
Yeah. You know,
it was red hot at the start of the season, and it's kind of cooled off a little bit since the bye week. So I would imagine that there's a lot of focus on trying to get O'Donnell back involved in the offense.
Two receivers out to the right, one near side left. Lopez in the backfield. He'll take it. Works his way through, but, boy, he stopped almost at the line of scrimmage. It will be 3rd and 10. As he ran into, looked like Casey Gogren on the stop, 3rd down. make that Casey Guerin, I beg your pardon, but give him a yard and make it 3rd and 9. Ball at the 30. 14-0 Greenwich. 2:22 remaining. First quarter. Lopez motions out. D'Angelo going for it again. Right side. Man-to-man coverage down there. And it's incomplete with two flags down intended for Michael Mineo at the goal line. He was matched up with William McCarricker, the senior defensive back.
I would imagine they're going to get Ridgefield here. What basically was a jump ball, you know, it's tough to throw that deep ball into the wing because it just kind of gets hung up in the air for a half a second too long. That's kind of what happened there.
They have yet to show us any indication. Now I think we're going to get one. Very dramatic. Pass interference, Greenwich holding Ridgefield. Wipe it out. Whole thing's an incomplete pass.
Well, that's interesting because you replay the down effectively, don't you?
Yes.
Whereas, you know, in an offsetting foul situation like that, maybe you don't throw the flag at all,
right,
and it's fourth down.
Right.
So, interesting decision there.
So instead, the Cardinals put three receivers out to the right, one out to the left. D'Angelo stands with Lopez in the backfield. Lopez motions out to the right. D'Angelo looking like he's going to run. He waited an extra second. He does run, and he's thrown down at the 31. And for the Tiger crowd, they have something to cheer. Matt Tash made the stop.
Yeah, Matt Tash, their senior linebacker, team captain, one of the anchors of this Ridgefield defense, getting through to make a big play.
But this with 4th and now 11 at the 31, you got to go for it.
Yeah, I don't think this hurts you one bit to go for it here.
Let's call it 4th and 10 to be exact. Empty backfield, and Ridgefield wants a timeout? They do. So a timeout with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're going to do a little something different in the second quarter, and I will explain the method to the madness when we get there, but I'll just alerting the authorities.
There's some madness involved, so.
We may have a situation on our hands next week, so we'll explain when we get to the second quarter.
So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. I know what he's going to do, and you won't want to miss it, I don't think.
Tigers return to the field, down 14-0. Cardinals waiting to rejoin them. We are among the spectators tonight. As we told you many times, the Ridgefield press box just does not have room in it, to say the least.
And they're packing them in up there, aren't they?
They are pretty packed for sure. So we are at the top of the grandstand surrounded by people. 4th and 10. Empty backfield. D'Angelo all alone. Takes the shotgun snap. Drops back. Looks to throw. Lobs it over the middle. Has a man wide open who steps into the end zone. Touchdown. Alex Merdella was all alone from 31 yards out, and the Cardinals capitalize on the fourth down play. They take a 20-0 lead.
Boy, on 4th and 10, you know, not an ideal night to throw the football. That's a courageous pass by D'Angelo down the field, and a great catch on the other end for the touchdown.
Extra point up, and it is good. 1:23 to go, first quarter. Cardinals in control. They have a 21-0 lead. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Right. 21-0 Cardinals on the blue out here at Ridgefield, and they are blue right now.
Yeah, I would say if you're Ridgefield, as we tend to say around here, that's not what you want for a first quarter.
Some would say. Four-play, 31-yard drive, and the kickoff, end-over-end and short, takes a bounce. And
this
a dangerous
a ball.
Bounce. It is a live ball. And the Cardinals are on it, Dan. This is just awful for Ridgefield right now, and you can hear some grumbling in the crowd.
Yeah, because what happens is the kick is so short that when it bounces, it's a live ball. It basically acts as an onside kick at that point.
Yes.
So either team has a chance at it, and so Greenwich was able to come up with it. So they will have the football once again here.
And again, from the 31-yard line. That does not go as a turnover on the stat line. It's just it's an onside kick, and the Cardinals get the ball. So up 21, they have two receivers to the near side, moving from right to left again. And D'Angelo looks for more, and D'Angelo's going for more to O'Donnell. This is intercepted in the end zone. And out of the back of the end zone goes Colsey. So the team turns it right back. It'll be a Ridgefield ball.
Well, it may be a bit of cosmic justice there. He goes for the home run ball there once again, looking for O'Donnell. It's thrown a little bit too far. The defender's trailing the play behind it. He's right in position there to make the interception.
So with 1:12 to go in the first, it'll be Tiger football.
Boy, this has been a goofy first quarter, hasn't it?
Sure has. But in the meantime, can Shinaki and the Tiger offense get anything going? This will bring Trips out to the right, one out to the left. Looks like Shim stays in the backfield to the left hip of his quarterback. Shotgun snap taking, looking to throw. Bringing it out to the right, that's complete to Colsey, but he is tackled immediately at the 21 for a gain of a yard. Jack Kelly says hello. Second and 9 with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Nice presentation on that video board. Every time a Tiger makes any kind of a play, a graphic goes up showing the player, a picture of them. A little burst of their of some color, and then a picture of the player. Second and 9. Shim, up the middle. Gets hit at the 25 and pushed down for a gain of about 4. Coming out of the pile for the Cardinals is Kyle Ebanks. And kind of stumbling a bit as he comes to his feet. They'll move the ball to the 26-yard line on what could be the last play of quarter number one, and it looks like the Tigers are content to say, you know what, let's talk it over and get to quarter two. 21-0 Greenwich after one. We will talk to you for the second quarter in just a moment. Cardinals lead by 3 scores. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever, hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast.
So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Hi, this is Nick Fox, class of 2003. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH.
We turn to quarter number two at Tiger Hollow, and next week on Senior Day against West Hill, there's a solid chance I won't be in the booth. And with that said, quarter two, here's Dan Murphy.
Ball on their own 25 for Ridgefield. Chinaki, quick pass out to the right, incomplete. He was looking for Fortson on the play.
Noah Steele hanging out nearby on the defense, Dan.
So that was fourth down, wasn't it?
It was third down, so...
It is fourth down now.
It is now fourth down, and the Tigers... Yeah, it's been a goofy game already, you're right. So three and out, bottom line.
So Trevor Chinaki back to punt it away for the Tigers.
And the Cardinals up 21 will get the ball, and the Tigers need an extra body on the field. They get it in the person of Matt Tash.
O'Donnell standing at his own 40.
And now a flag from behind. Who did what is the question. Is that an illegal substitution against the Cardinals? Is that what they see? And that's going to be a first down for the Tigers. How about that? Yeah, it was an illegal substitution. So the drive gets a gift. And the Tigers get to keep the ball.
All right. Well, they're not going to turn that down, are they?
And you and I are getting blown to Kansas.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy
cow. The wind has really picked up here the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, it sure has.
Ridgefield with the ball. They move it up to their own 30.
No sign of our little dog, Toto.
Chinaki in the pistol. Now he motions the back to his side. Three receivers. And a handoff going right side. And... not much there on the right end. That was Trevor Chinaki on the run. Not much. They're going to mark him maybe for a loss of a yard or so. It'll be second down.
So, in part to explain what's going on, Brunswick plays tomorrow at Williston, Northampton. 3 o'clock kickoff up in Massachusetts. And you probably know I cover the Bruins as well. And the Bruins may have a bowl game next Saturday. If that comes to fruition, more than likely, I'll be with the Bruins and we'll have Dan call the Cardinal game. That's what's going on. Dan, back to you.
Thank you, Rob. Second down. Handoff running up the middle. That's Chinaki pushing the pile forward up near the 40-yard line. And they're going to mark him down right at about the 40. So a gain of about 10. Sets up third and one.
Little spinorama in the middle of that as he was able to move, but it looks like, as you said, he'll be a hair short of the first down. So the Tigers will switch up the package now and go jumbo here on third and a yard. Cardinals with a 21-0 lead, 10.5 remaining in the first half here at Tiger Hollow.
You're looking to just get some momentum going here if you're this Tigers offense. They bring in their jumbo package. They run it up the middle on third and one. It looks like they have it. The run up the middle there. That's Matt Tash they gave the ball to.
Yeah, you know, in a jumbo package like that, you can go to Tash, who looks like he might have, you know, a little bit of speed. Looks small, but when you really look at him, he's built. So
he's their linebacker captain.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
He's your thunder to everybody else's lightning.
Exactly. He's got that hint of kind of a fullback body to him, so a first down for the Tigers.
First down. They mark the ball at the 43-yard line of Ridgefield. Chinaki in the gun with four receivers, two to each side. He'll take it himself up the gun, and he's got running room, and he's taken down right at midfield after a gain of 7.
They've got a little something going right now as they go into Cardinal territory, moving toward the 49. And so the Cardinals have to make an adjustment defensively because the Tigers are also trying to go with a little tempo. Cardinals need to get set.
Little tempo here. They'll line it up in the gun again. Same formation. They'll hand it off. And this time Greenwich reads it perfectly. The D-line gets home on the handoff, and they are lost in the backfield for a few yards.
And when you've got players like Jack Kelly, Jack Carroll, you know, the guys who can play the ball up front, Santi Parra, whose name we haven't even mentioned yet, he was up for Rudin Report Player of the Week. These are guys who can make your offense have nightmares.
Third down and about six. Five receivers, empty backfield, empty gun. Janacki, quick pass out to the left, and that is incomplete. They tried the wide receiver screen on the near side, but the pass was too low. So that sets up fourth down.
And, you know, when you're Connor Chinaki and you're a sophomore, you're standing there, he's playing well, nothing against what he's doing. But when the Cardinals sent a blitz at you and they were flying in, you got to get rid of that ball quickly. He did, but the pass was low and incomplete.
So on fourth down, it'll be Trevor Chinaki out to punt. Matt O'Donnell standing just inside his own 20-yard line to receive it. Ball at the 49-yard line of Ridgefield officially. Snap is good. And they're going to run a fake here with Chinaki, and he is not going to get it. He is bottled up well short of the first down. The Greenwich upbacks did not bite. They stayed at home, and they stopped him. After maybe they'll give him a yard gain, but he stopped well short of the first down. Greenwich will take over in Ridgefield territory.
They're marking him all the way back at the Ridgefield 46, so that was a loss of yardage. But what did I just say to you? When you've got Jack Kelly and Jack Carroll on your side of the ball, both of them stayed home, and they were able to crash in and make that stop. Great play by the Greenwich defense. They're in business.
So we'll see the Greenwich offense for the first time in the second quarter. I got to change my roster around. Three receivers, D'Angelo. We'll hand it off to Lopez. Lopez up the gut. He's got room. And he's off to the races inside the 30. And he's breaking tackles with the juke move, and he's down at about the 15-yard line. Making men miss left and right is Hector Lopez. Another big run from him. And the Cardinals, just like that, are in the red zone once again.
Chase LeJoux just came flying out of nowhere to make the stop for the Tigers and save the touchdown. But you're right, Hector doing what he does. Cardinals are in business once again.
Hector's really been cooking so far today. They'll come out with three receivers, two to the near side. D'Angelo in the gun with Lopez to his left. He looks to throw. Now he's going to run with it. Left side, motioning like he wants to throw it. Still rolling around. Throws to the back corner of the end zone, and it is incomplete. He was looking for O'Donnell in the near side back corner of the end zone, but not able to connect.
But the 6'6 junior tight end, Michael Golden, was wide open, 8 yards deep in the end zone, Dan. Not just once, but twice. He stood all alone. Granted, it would have been throwing back across his body for D'Angelo. But again, Golden got wide open, stood there, and went, "Dude, where's the ball?" He decided to go to O'Donnell instead, incomplete.
That brings up second and 10.
Golden grabbing his helmet saying, "Missed opportunity."
D'Angelo throws, and that's incomplete. He was looking for Golden on that play.
He did. He overthrew that one, Dan, a little high. Cardinals will rue this drive. But again, they have a 21-0 lead, 7:04 remaining first half.
And it is third and 10, ball at the 16. Of Ridgefield. Ball on the far side hash. Still right in there, three receiver set.
Turn down for what?
And the ball is bobbled on the snap. D'Angelo wants to throw it, and that is an incomplete pass officially. His arm was coming forward. He was hit as he threw it.
He tried to make something happen, but LeJudas and Salambean were both in the backfield and really trying to create some pressure.
So they force a fourth down. This will be a field goal attempt here by Julian Ravina of about 34 yards officially. O'Donnell to hold. Snap is good. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
Yeah,
6:54 to go in the second quarter. That Cardinals extend their lead to 24-0.
I'm sorry, play-by-play man. That was a line drive that went through, so he really drilled that one. All right, take us to break.
24-0 Greenwich with 6:54 to go second quarter. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Back at Tiger Hollow, where it is 24-0 Greenwich, midway through the second quarter. And this is not Rob Adams, if you're wondering who this person is. He allowed Dan Murphy to have the play-by-play controls here in the second quarter.
Three-play, 24-yard drive in a minute 38, Dan.
There you go. See, it's not that hard to do my job, is it? Here's the kick by Alex Kay. Fielded at about the 5. He'll return it, running to the near side. Gets to about the 20, where he is met by your friendly Congress of Cardinals right there at about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Chris Colsey on the return and a whole lot of Cardinals there, including Brando Craven, who came out of that pile. So Greenwich with a 24-0 lead, and, you know, you don't want to get cocky, but you're feeling kind of good right now.
Yeah, I think if you're Greenwich, you like the way that you've played. You've played a solid game so far defensively, and you've done what you've needed to do offensively. Jonacki back to work for Ridgefield, 1st and 10. On first down, he'll hand off inside. That's Shim, and there's not much there. Maybe a yard. That'll bring up 2nd and about 9. Ridgefield looking to get some momentum going here offensively. They've had a couple of nice plays here and there, but they have not been able to sustain any drives so far tonight. Clock running down to 6:20 to go, second quarter.
For the Tigers, they have to stop making mistakes. That's been part of their problem here in the first half.
Four receivers. And there's movement up front. We get a whistle. Looks like it's going to be a little too eager on the Greenwich side. It'll cost them 5 yards.
Penalty number 3 on the night for the Cardinals. 6 penalties total, and we do chart that stuff. And it matters. You don't want to see all these flags. It stops the flow of the game.
It is really a momentum killer, isn't it?
It really is.
So 2nd down and about 4. Jonacki to throw. Quick pass out to the right. That's incomplete. He was looking for Colsey again on that play. So that'll bring up 3rd down and 4. Tried a quick pass out to the right, but wasn't able to connect.
This just a great facility in so many ways. The turf, we were told, doesn't get replaced every 3 years, as the person was kind of telling us sarcastically, but it has been replaced. This version of this facility opened in 2001. We'll talk a little more about it in a moment.
3rd and 4, receiver in motion to the far side. Jonacki rolling right, wants to throw, throws right. That is incomplete. And I believe he was looking for Fortson on the far side.
Well, he was also looking for the motion man, Dean Albus, who had settled down in the flat.
So it's 4th down, and Ridgefield will have to punt it away again.
And it's either windy enough that the Tigers have to move their tent, or it's just the chaos of the night, but they are moving their tent.
Yeah, we were wondering how the wind was going to factor into this game, and it hasn't affected the on-field play too badly so far tonight. Trevor Chinaki in to punt. O'Donnell standing at his own 45. Will kick it away this time, and it's a wobbly kick that takes a sideways bounce and is downed in Ridgefield territory at about the 47-yard line. So once again, Rob, good starting field position for the Cardinals here.
And what Shinaki is doing is that rugby-style punt where he runs a bit to his right, almost giving you the thought he's going to try to fake it, but he does not. He punted it away. But the Cardinals get outstanding field position, up 24-0 and 5:46 remaining in the first half.
This Greenwich Cardinals offense can get back to work here. Coming off a field goal on their last drive, they'll line up with four receivers, trips to the near side. Lopez next to D'Angelo in the gun. On first down, he'll throw over the middle, and that is incomplete. Threw it just a little bit behind the intended receiver that was looking for O'Donnell with that short slant. It'll be second and 10.
One thing about this place that I know, and I know you've talked about this, is you like atmosphere. Here at Ridgefield, they've got the band out playing, so you've got the kind of the full feeling of high school football on a Friday night.
Oh, when I think of high school football, Friday night lights, this is exactly what I imagine. Absolutely. Second and 10. Three receivers. Inside handoff to Lopez, who finds a lane and breaks free. Down the sideline, foot race inside the 10, reaching for the pylon, and he's in. Touchdown, Greenwich.
So Hector Lopez, Dan, just breaking it out here tonight. Two long touchdown runs, this time from 47, ran from 44 before. Cardinals in control, up 30-0.
It is the Hector Lopez show so far tonight for the Cardinals offense. And they are pouring it on here in the first half. Here's Ravina for the point after. Snap is good. Kick is on the way, and it is good. So with 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter, Greenwich extends their lead to 31-0 here at Tiger Hollow. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on WGCH 1490 and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Hi, this is Steve Longo, Greenwich High, class of 2001. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Back here at Tiger Hollow for your weekly installment of Friday Night Lights, and it is all Cardinals so far, leading the Tigers of Ridgefield 31-0.
Although we will not have Friday Night Lights next week.
No, we will not, as Alex Kay puts it in the air, and it goes into the end zone for a touchback.
I believe it's 1 o'clock next Saturday for Greenwich and West Hill.
Yeah, it'll be senior day, so there will be all sorts of festivities pregame for that.
Depending on the size of the class, that can be a lengthy ceremony, normally run by Nick Fesco. He will voice it. Written by the families, they tend to create, the captain's mothers tend to create the document that the PA announcer will read, and Nick does such an outstanding job of guiding that along.
Connor Chernacki back to work for the Ridgefield offense on first down. He'll hand it off and running left. This is Leo Moore, the junior running back, who gets to the outside and picks up a few yards. It'll be second down.
If you don't know, the full name of this facility is Lancaster Field at Tiger Hollow, and there is a reason behind Mr. Lancaster's name being included in the facility.
Second down for the Tigers. Quick pass out to the left. That's caught in the backfield, but nowhere to run upfield as the Cardinals swarm the ball carrier there. That's Cooper Barnes.
And Santi Parra there to say hello, and that is not always the most joyous of things.
You don't want to be saying hello to him if you're an opposing player.
But it does bring up a 3rd and 4, and the Cardinals' defense has been very stout.
Yeah, this Cardinals' defense has really looked impressive tonight, that's for sure. 3rd and 4, again, 4 receivers set for Ridgefield. Now Chinaki looks to the sideline, calling some signals. Ball is on the near side hash. He'll throw it. He's looking. Throws over the middle on a short pass. That's caught, but he's going to be short of the first down. Up around the 27-yard line. So it's going to be about 4th and 3.
They got him out to the 28, did Colsey, but Santi Parra was immediately on top of him. And the Tigers, again, will go 3 and out.
Yeah, another 3 and out by this Greenwich defense. So, brother Trevor Chinaki, I'm having a hard time keeping the two of them straight tonight. I apologize.
Welcome to my world.
I feel your pain all
of
a sudden.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, on to punt again. Matt O'Donnell standing around his own 40-yard line. And the punt is away. It's a short liner. O'Donnell fields it at about his own 40, running to the right, and there's no return. Good coverage by the coverage unit of Ridgefield.
That was Matt Tash, who has really played a very good game so far tonight. But the Cardinals will again get the ball in good field position with 3:17 remaining in the first half. They have a 31-0 lead.
I think if we go back and look at the drive summaries, the worst starting field position they had was the first drive of the game.
They started at their own 39, and that honestly, yeah, worst position they had.
Yeah, so.
And that's about where they're starting, except it's at the 40 now.
Yep, they'll spot him at the 40. In their customary shotgun formation. D'Angelo, the ball is fumbled on the snap, and D'Angelo has to fall on it.
Against Ridgefield, or rather against Wilton a few weeks back in the loss, that was one of the problems, was snaps.
I beg your pardon, we have a new quarterback in. It's Nick Wells in at quarterback.
That's right, it was Wells. He'll trot out. Or rather, Michael Golden will trot out, but you're right, it is Nick Wells right now running the offense.
It appears to be most of the other starters in the game.
Wells, the 6'2 senior.
So O'Donnell, Blake Martin, Michael Mignot, Hector Lopez at the skill positions, but it is Wells in the gun on second down. He'll throw a quick pass out to the left that is incomplete as he was looking for O'Donnell, or excuse me, he was looking for Blake Martin. And that'll bring up a third and long.
Just to finish the point about Lancaster Field, Steve Lancaster was an outstanding athlete here at Ridgefield High School back in the late 1960s and could play football, basketball, baseball, did it all. Unfortunately, lost his life to leukemia in 1971 and had just a huge impact on Ridgefield athletics.
So third and 16 for the Cardinals at their own 34. Wells sends Lopez in motion. He'll throw it. Short completion, short pass over the middle is incomplete.
Intended for Murdella, so the Cardinals are going to go 3 and out on one. And it'll be the first time the Cardinals will have to punt the ball tonight.
I'm sure the Ridgefield defense is overjoyed as it's a quick snap, and the punt is away. A booming punt with the wind, and it's going to go all the way down into the Ridgefield end zone for a touchback.
That is a 66-yard punt, but no return. Because it went into the end zone on the touchback, it's a 46-yard net, but still, FCAC football, you'll take a 46-yard punt every time.
Yeah, and that is what punting with a wind like we have tonight will do for you.
Steve Lancaster was a good friend of Chip Salvestrini, the longtime athletic director up at Danbury, and I've spoken with him about Mr. Lancaster over the years and just the impact that he had. You can still feel it here. The facility was named after him back when they first put it together in the 1970s, 1973 to be exact, but when it was rebuilt in 2001, they named it Once and For All after Steve Lancaster as well.
Connor Chinaki and Ridgefield back to work here. Short pass out to the left is caught, but not much of a gain. As Guy Germain was in there on the stop, along with Chase Anesta.
Brian Fitzpatrick, the receiver, making that catch with a very short gain, and then he immediately drops to a knee in a crouch as he comes over to the Ridgefield sideline. So cramped up.
clock is running. We're under 2 minutes to go now, second quarter.
31-0 Cardinals. They have been in control basically from the kickoff, scoring on their opening drive.
It has been all Cardinals so far tonight.
Feels much like the beginning of the season, the way the Cardinals played.
And a bad snap. It goes over Chinaki's head. That's a live ball and a scrum for it. Who's got it? Inside the 15, it is Greenwich football. They recover. It was a snap that went over the head of Connor Chinaki, and it was free and up for grabs on the ground, and Greenwich came up with it.
I'm not sure who got on the ball, Dan. I saw George Zeal back in there, but I thought he got blocked off the ball. Another Cardinal came in and jumped on it, and the Cardinals get their second takeaway tonight with 94 seconds remaining in the first half.
So they will trot the offense back out onto the field here. 1:34 to go, second quarter. Ball inside the 20-yard line. And MJ D'Angelo back out there at quarterback. He'll give it to Lopez right up the gut, pushing the pile forward, and he's going to get to about the 5-yard line. So a solid gain on first and 10. Clock running now down to 1:20 and counting. So it'll be second and 3 at about, they're going to mark him at about the 6. Ball in the near side hash. They're going to line up 3 receivers, trips to the near side. Lopez off of D'Angelo's left shoulder. Now he sends O'Donnell in motion. And it's a pitch to O'Donnell in the backfield, inside the 5, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Greenwich.
And I believe that's one of those pot passes which would go as a touchdown pass for D'Angelo. It would be his second of the night.
That's exactly what that was, Rob. So with 54 seconds to go in the first half, Greenwich with another touchdown drive, putting the exclamation point on what's been a very impressive showing here for this Cardinals offense in the first half. Julian Ravina on for the extra point. Snap is down, the kick is on the way, and the kick is good. So with 54 seconds to go, it's 38-0 Greenwich. Rob, in your professional opinion, do you want to do a 10-second station ID?
In my professional opinion, I'll take the break and let Sean do the legal ID. How about that?
Sure.
So take that break.
Is this where I say let's take 10 seconds for station identification?
No, this is where you say we're going to take a break. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH. And
WGCH.com. Go to break.
Take the break, Sean.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Coscob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah!
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
It's the sports voice of Fairfield County, all right, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football as Alex Kay will kick it off, and the ball came off the tee, so we will tee it up again here. 54 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cardinals leading the Ridgefield Tigers 38-0.
And a likely running clock in the second half.
That's what it looks like at this point. And Alex Kay kicks it off. And this will go into the end zone and not returned for a touchback.
Skylar Reyes stood right near the goal line, and it was almost like he wanted to pick that up and go, but instead, he let it go over his head, and that indeed will be a touchback. So Greenwich in control, 38-0, 54 remaining in the half.
Ridgefield with 2 timeouts. The offense goes back to work here at their own 20. And a handoff inside, bouncing outside is Shim. bouncing off tacklers, and he gets up to about the 27, 28-yard line. For a gain of about 8, it'll be second down and short. Hurry up here. Ridgefield snaps it again. This is Shim bouncing outside the left, and he's taken down inbounds for a minimal gain, maybe a yard. And we will get a timeout on the field here.
Tigers want that timeout, Dan, with 26 remaining in the first half. That is their second timeout. Cardinals did not use one in the first half. Folks walking by with goodies from the concession stand. They've got a good one right back behind us in that kind of plaza area. It's indoor, but that's how you can come into Tiger Hollow. There's a couple of entrances to come in here, but that is the main entrance, and it's very well done.
I know. I'm seeing some nice food walk by
here.
Yeah. Not as good as Garden Catering, but...
Garden Catering does feed us, so of course Chicken Joe's is one of our sponsors as well, so let's remember everyone taking care of these broadcasts that we're happy to have as a part of us once again.
The previous play was enough for a first down. They spot the ball on the near side at the 31. They line it up with five receivers, an empty gun for Connor Chinaki. Waiting for the snap. And a quarterback draw as he runs up the middle. He's got running room, 40, and down at the 45 with a flag down back near the original line of scrimmage.
I'll tell you what, though. Jack Carroll made a shoestring tackle. Otherwise, he's going a long way. However, it's all coming back regardless on a hold.
And they get Ridgefield on holding, so that'll back him up with 19 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Penalty number 4 on the Tigers. This kind of adjacent to being where I started my FCAC broadcasting career.
It's kind of like your homecoming, isn't it?
Kind of. I was a board operator running the studio, although I had no on mic role. WREF Radio did not use the halftime show kind of concept that we use here.
First down after the penalty, they'll just hand it off up the middle. This is Shim for a minimal gain. And that should take us to the half, and I believe it will, as the final seconds tick down here. Both teams content to head to the locker room. It has been all Greenwich Cardinals so far tonight, as we've reached halftime here at Tiger Hollow, with the Cardinals leading the Ridgefield Tigers 38-0. And, Rob, I'd say a pretty impressive all-around performance here in the first half.
A dominant performance, no question, with no disrespect to the Tigers whatsoever, but the Cardinals came out on fire right from the opening kickoff. You know, going on an 8-play drive, 61-yard drive to get to get things started. And it's been, as you said, the Hector Lopez show. He has been outstanding, but you're already starting to see the Cardinals maybe glimpsing at using some of the underclassmen and some of the backups as this game goes along. They're absolutely in control.
Yeah, I would say that we're going to see a lot of running clock here in the second half. And so, you know, with the game well in hand at this point, I would expect to see a lot of the underclassmen see some playing time here. But, yeah, this was kind of a half where we thought, you know, we would like to see Greenwich get back to the kind of offense and the kind of style of play that we've seen from them so far this season. And you saw a lot of things that you liked in this first half in the running game. You saw a very crisp passing game from MJ D'Angelo in the first half as well. He was firing on all cylinders. Not a whole lot to dislike if you're a Cardinals supporter tonight.
Absolutely true. And for those wanting to watch the Ridgefield stream, and I know they're having trouble with it from what I'm hearing, you got Dan and I calling the details. Just see it visually in your mind. That's the beauty of radio.
It's the beauty of radio, and you get to listen to me
as a rookie. I don't disagree.
So that's all the more reason for you to keep listening, right?
I'd say it's all good.
What do you say we go to half? Let's go to halftime. We'll kick it back to Sean Kilkelly in the GCH studios. He's got your Cardinals halftime show. He'll take care of you the next 15 minutes, and we'll be back with second half action here from Tiger Hollow Stadium. You are listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell, announcing a crime show on Mondays at 6 p.m. on 1490 WGCH. All talk and all crime. The nation's biggest murderers were the go-to source for the Moxley murder and the Skakel appeals, financial crimes on Wall Street, inside the crimes of Russia's Putin, and more. The facts, the forensics, the inside stories. From the host of Business Talk with Jim Campbell, it's Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell. All talk and all crime, Mondays at 6 p.m. on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for BestHotGrill.com. It's time to select a Christmas gift with impact for your best clients, employees, friends, and family. Solaire Infrared Grills deliver the lasting value of a gift that will actually be used. And every time, they will think of you. Solaire Infrared Grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Learn more about Solaire Infrared Grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared Gift Giving at BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly with your halftime report. The Greenwich Cardinals up 38-0 at Tiger Hollow against Ridgefield. We'll get back out to the guys in a little while from now for third quarter action. Taking a look at what else is going on in the world of sports, staying in high school football. Norwalk is on the road tonight at Ward. Wilbur Cross at home against East Haven. Hamden, they are at home against Fairfield Prep. And it is Foran with a 42-8 victory over Bassac. Bristol Eastern on the road at Middletown. New Canaan, they visit McMahon tonight. And Wilton, they are trailing Ludlow 21-7, that game with 6:53 to go in the second quarter. West Haven, they lead Brantford 49-0 with 8:02 to play in the fourth. Kennard leading at Enfield 28-26 midway through the fourth quarter. Lyman Hall shutting out Harding 23-0. That game is at halftime. Other games, Manchester at Southington. Bethel has a 7-0 lead over Stratford midway through the first quarter. It is Maloney at home against Hall. Stonington visiting Griswold. Platt at Windsor. Simsbury on the road at Berlin. Killingly with a 41-7 lead against NFA. That game is at halftime. Once again, the score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals up 38-0 over Ridgefield. Traveling over to Section 1, Westchester County, Mamaroneck on the road tonight against Scarsdale High School. No score from that game just yet. Harrison on the road at Somers. It is North Rockland. They are at home against Carmel. Pleasantville, they lead Westlake 14-0 that game with 3:02 to play in the fourth quarter. Dobbs Ferry at Putnam Valley. Tappan Zee, they are at home hosting Greeley, and they are scoreless early in the first quarter. Yorktown traveling to Rye, no score yet from that game. Take a look at the Catholic High School Football League, and this weekend a full slate of games. It is Archbishop Stepanak at home against St. Anthony's. That is in the quarterfinals, AAA quarterfinals. That game will kick off at 4 o'clock at St. Anthony's, rather. Cardinal Hayes, they are playing against Kellenberg. That's a 2 o'clock start at Kellenberg. And Chaminade, they are at home tonight against Monsignor Farrell. That game got underway at 7 o'clock. No score from that game just yet. Taking a look at New Jersey football and a few games in progress right now. Atlantic City with a 14-3 lead over Cherokee. And some other games tonight. It is number 8 Millville on the road against Marlborough. Homedale versus Mainland Regional. The score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals 38 and Ridgefield nothing. Third quarter action coming your way in about 10 minutes from now. Taking a look at college football tonight, it is Cal and Wake Forest. That game gets underway at 8:15, so just a few minutes from now. Iowa on the road at UCLA. That game getting underway later on at 9 o'clock. Memphis at home against Rice. New Mexico on the road at San Diego State. That game will kick off at 10:30 this evening. Tomorrow in college football action is Ohio State at home hosting Purdue. Ohio State 7-1. That game will start at noon. Georgia Tech hosting Miami. That game also at noon. Miami undefeated at 9-0. Florida traveling to number 5, Texas. Georgia on the road at Ole Miss. That game at 3:30. Indiana 9-0 on the season. They will host Michigan, who comes into the game at 5-4. Iowa State travels to Kansas. Virginia Tech hosts number 23, Clemson. Number 25, Army. They sit at 8-0 and they go to North Texas. That game will start at 3:30. Texas Tech, they host Colorado at 4 o'clock. Maryland, 4-4 on the season. They will visit the 9-0, number 1 in the nation, Oregon Ducks. That game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tennessee, 7-1. They host Mississippi State. They come into the game at 2-7. That game tomorrow night at 7. Notre Dame at home against Florida State. Alabama, they play LSU. Both teams are 6-2 on the year. Oklahoma, 5-4. They visit Missouri, 7:45 start for that game. Penn State, they host Washington tomorrow night. Nevada at Boise State. Virginia at Pitt. BYU on the road at Utah. And Washington State, they host Utah State. That game starts at 10:30 tomorrow night, and that rounds out the college football schedule for tomorrow. NBA action, the New York Knickerbockers off to a bit of a slow start this season. They are at home tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. New York with a 6-point lead, 32-26, 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nets leading the Celtics in Boston, 37-29, 8.5 to play in the second quarter. Suns lead the Mavericks, 40-28, 10 minutes to go in the second. Wizards at the Grizzlies, and the Wizards trailing 11-10. Thunder with an 11-10 lead against the Rockets. Trailblazers, they visit the Timberwolves. That game will get underway at 9 o'clock. Heat visiting the Denver Nuggets. That game starts at 9. The LA Lakers host the Philadelphia 76ers. That game tips off at 10. Clippers at the Kings. That game also starts at 10 o'clock. A couple of other games in progress. Pistons with a 66-53 lead over the Hawks at the halftime in Detroit. Pacers and Hornets, they're knotted up at 44 at halftime. Magic 57, Pelicans 47 at the half. And turning now to the NHL and the ice. Light night in the NHL this evening. Red Wings trailing at Toronto 1-0, end of one period of play. The Penguins on the road in Washington against the Caps. Pens leading 2-1, 1:10 to play in the opening period. Wild at the Ducks. That game will start at 10 o'clock. And Seattle at home tonight, and they host Las Vegas. 10 o'clock start for that game. Once again, the score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals have a 38-0 lead over the Ridgefield Tigers at the half. Last night in the NFL, the Bengals fell to the Ravens 35-34. And the New York Giants, they are in Germany this weekend. Sunday morning, you can tune into that game at 9:30. The Giants and the Panthers, both teams come into that game at 2-7. Other games in the NFL this weekend, Chicago hosts the New England Patriots, San Francisco at Tampa Bay, Denver on the road at Kansas City, Colts home to the Buffalo Bills, Pittsburgh visiting the Washington Commanders, Jags at home against the Vikings, Saints host the Falcons, Titans on the road at the Chargers, the New York Jets, they visit the Cardinals, Eagles in Dallas to play the Cowboys, Texans hosting the Lions on Sunday night, and then the Rams on Monday night at home against the Miami Dolphins. Once again, the score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals 38, the Ridgefield Tigers nothing. We'll take a timeout and then get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
At the Greens at Greenwich, they specialize in the care of persons with early to mid-stage memory impairment. Programs are tailored to meet the individual needs and preferences of each resident. Activities include the creative arts therapies, daily fitness, and cognitive groups. Weekly trips to Westchester Broadway Theater, museums, and even Island Beach. Social, recreational, therapeutic, spiritual, educational, and cultural programs are all available. The staff of caring nurses offers wellness services. All of the amenities which focus on mind, body, and spirit include a secure outdoor garden and offer the residents an exceptional lifestyle. Menus are prepared by the Greens chefs and served in their home-like dining room. The highly trained staff of the Greens at Greenwich strives to provide exceptional service. The Greens at Greenwich, where all residents are recognized as persons of worth and treated with respect and dignity. Visit them online at thegreensatgreenwich.com.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
You spend a lot to insure your car and home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your car's home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at GreenwichInsurance.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering. Food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
In 1976, Mario Gabelli laid the foundation of what would become a landmark in asset management. Today, Gabelli Funds manages $30 billion in assets for individuals and institutions alike. At Gabelli, located here in Greenwich, we don't just manage investments, we cultivate them through rigorous, bottom-up research, ensuring every decision is grounded in value and opportunity. Our investment solutions are diverse: value, growth, convertibles, and fixed income, crafted for the discerning investor who seeks more than just returns, but a partner who invests with purpose and insight. Experience investment guidance that's as personalized as it is powerful. Our commitment to you is echoed in every strategy, every insight, every risk-adjusted return. To discuss your investment plans, give our teammate Katie Durkin a call at 203-529-7525 or visit us at Gabelli.com.
Gabelli Funds LLC is a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission and is a wholly owned subsidiary of GAMCO Investors, Inc., ticker symbol GAMI.
Hi, this is Gavin Muir from the Class of 2019 State Champions, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinal Football on 1490 WGCH.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Friday night. The Greenwich Cardinals shutting out the Ridgefield Tigers on the road so far, 38-0. It's halftime, about to conclude. And with that, we'll see how things go in the second half. And with all the action, Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Oh, there we go. Welcome back to Tiger Hollow, everybody.
Blame the guy on the controls.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Getting ready for the second half here as Cardinals leading the Tigers 38-0. And situation here where I would imagine we're going to see a lot of running clock and we're going to see a lot of underclassmen get some playing time here.
You are. I think you're going to see that very situation. Very good halftime show, by the way, put on by Ridgefield Dance Team. Cheerleaders, pep band, just want to shout them out because I thought they all did a wonderful job here at halftime. But you're right. From a football perspective, it's going to be the Tigers trying to stay in the game, get on the scoreboard, take the positives as they try to move along with their season. And for the Cardinals, get out of here and stay healthy.
That's true. And, you know, if you're Ridgefield, look, nobody likes getting shut out. Nobody likes getting blown out. You know, this is a situation where you're playing for pride. See if you can put a couple of solid drives together here in the second half to give you something to look at from a positive standpoint here tonight. So we'll see what both teams have in store of us for have in store with us. Easy for me to say as we get ready for the kickoff here.
And a couple of quick notes I want to pass along. A great big congratulations to Lou Marinelli, head coach at New Canaan. The Rams winning 50-19 over Brian McMahon tonight, and that is 400 wins for Lou Marinelli in a remarkable career. Congratulations, Coach.
One of the greats in FCAC history, for sure.
FCAC, of course, his work at Mamaroneck High School, Yorktown High School, a long and wonderful career for Coach Marinelli.
Alex Kay, man of the people, set to kick it off here if it starts the second half. He's kicking from left to right. and a booming kick that'll go into the end zone for a touchback.
And a little confusion between Colsey and Reyes. Neither one. It was kind of they looked at each other and went, you take it, I've got it. No, the ball's in the end zone.
No, let's just take it at the 20.
That's exactly right. So 38-0 the score. There's one other note I want to pass along, kind of a sad note, but did you see Ben Herbstreit died earlier this week, Kirk Herbstreit's dog?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, yesterday, if I recall. Kirk Herbstreit, look, not everyone loves him as a broadcaster. I think he's pretty great at what he does, but, you know, his dog, his golden retriever, was with him constantly and just wanted to pass along condolences.
Connor Chernacki back to throw on first and 10. He throws a short pass to left side that's incomplete. He was looking for Leo Moore in the flat. It'll be second and 10. And you're right about Kirk Herbstreit. He brought his dog along to every game that he did, didn't he?
Private plane flights and on the field and in meetings with Al Michaels, and really just had a huge impact. And, yes, they are going running clock off that incompletion.
Yeah, just as we expected. 35 points is usually the margin where they go to running clock in the third quarter.
NFHS rules, that's correct.
Yep, five receiver set for Ridgefield. Connor Chernacki calling his own number, running right, and there's not much running room there off right end. Bottled up by that Greenwich defense. It'll be third and long. 10:45 to go, third quarter, clock running.
And Justin Carroll making him pay for a loss of three back inside the 20 at the 17.
So it'll be third and 13. The ball spotted back at their own 17-yard line on the far side hash. Cardinals with a 38-0 lead here, early third quarter, running clock. Three receivers set to the near side. Chernacki to throw it. Left side, short pass, that's caught up near the 25-yard line. Well short of the first down. Reception made by Brian Fitzpatrick.
That is correct. He was matched up man-to-man, but that ball was thrown low, and not a lot you can do at that point but make the catch, and then you're down pretty much by contact. So, as you said, three and out, and the Cardinals are about to get the ball again.
Another three and out for Ridgefield's offense and Greenwich's defense. Back to punt is Trevor Chernacki.
And Daniel Cicerelli will take the punt, Dan, at the 19-yard line. Or, excuse me, at the 39.
There we go. It's a low liner. It takes a Ridgefield bounce, and it'll be downed at about midfield. So that is where the Cardinals' offense will take over.
Clock still running on the change of possession. 9:24 to go, third quarter.
Yep, that's what we mean by running clock. It does not stop for anything. Not changes of possession, not even scores or incompletions or any of that other stuff. All right, I'm going to have to go deep into my Greenwich roster here. Let's see. Who's on the field here?
Wells is back in at quarterback.
I'll tell you
that much.
Wells is in. He'll line him up in the gun, three receivers, ball at midfield, first and 10, handoff inside, and running up inside. I believe that is Lopez.
Yes.
For a gain of about eight.
Well, that's a spot, Dan, where a young player, and look, you know, Hector Jr., so he wants the playing time. Maybe there's a number he's trying to achieve. Who knows what the reason is, but he stays in the game. It's not a running up the score kind of thing. It's just letting him get more action.
Getting more reps in a situation like this might be to his benefit. Second and short. They'll hand it to Lopez again. Off the right side. Takes it to the outside. Into open space inside the 20. Foot race down to the 10. Inside the 5, and he's taken down right there at the 5-yard line. Hector Lopez getting loose once more, and it's another big gain for him. First and goal for the Cardinals at the 5.
He couldn't quite juke Skylar Reyes completely, but he used a little bit of the truck stick to make a move and get down to the 5-yard line, and just wonderful running by Lopez.
First and goal at the 5. Hudson Squires checks in at receiver, as is George Minchin on the near side. Three receiver set. Wells to snap it, hands it off to Lopez, and Lopez takes it up the gut inside the 5, and he's going to get taken down at about the 2.
Matt Tash grabbed him and held on for dear life as Hector kept churning, but Tash is a tough kid, dragged him down at the 2.
Just just to keep Lopez out of the game as he out of the end zone, rather, as he checks out.
By the way, Sean Patrick Bowley retweeting a score. Newtown on top of Bunnell, 50-21 in the second quarter.
My goodness. Second and goal at the two. Wells waits for the snap. He hands it off inside, and not much there off the right side. That was Cameron Williams.
Yeah, and there was a little confusion at the mesh point where I thought maybe Wells held on a little longer to give it off to Williams, and Williams almost looked like he was going to keep running without the ball, but not the case. So
no gain, maybe a loss of a yard. They'll call it third and goal at the four. Three receiver set. Mignot, Squires, and Minchin are the receivers. Wells takes a snap, wants to throw, dancing around back there, now throws right side. That's incomplete. He was looking for Minchin near the goal line. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, he just heaved that as he was getting pressured. Almost got taken down, but right as he was going to get taken down, released it and tried to see if he could find Minchin, who would have been actually a hair short of the goal line.
So it's fourth down and goal at the four. Clock running, 5:50 to go and counting, third quarter. Wells with three receivers. Takes the snap. He'll hand it off, and this is the run inside the five, but can't get into the goal, can't get into the end zone there. That was Cameron Williams on the carry. He stopped at the 4 yard line. So a turnover on downs for the Cardinals. So Richfield makes a bit of a goal line stand there.
McCarriter shut down the near sideline and Williams couldn't get around him. So it was a nice bit of defense to stay home and not let him get in the end zone.
So Richfield takes over on offense at their own 4 yard line. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Cardinals with a 38-0 lead. And the handoff inside, now trying to bounce outside. That was Trevor Chinaki on the carry for minimal gain.
Look at you using the PA to your advantage. Nicely done.
I was about to say a fine young man, but I thought better of it.
By the way, interesting score via the Rudin Report. Ludlow 21, Wilton 14. Final.
Well, okay. This is that time of year where you start scoreboard watching.
That's
right?
Exactly,
and,
right.
You know, the playoff races are heating up, and everybody's interested in what's going on around Fairfield County this time of year.
Very true.
Second down. Connor Chinaki empties the backfield. Now he brings it back to his side. And the handoff up the middle and running room here for Trevor Chinaki. And he gets up near the 20-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down.
Good burst of speed. And the Tigers able to get a little something going to get out to the 19.
Haven't been many opportunities for Richfield to get big plays in this game. But they do move the chains here. It's first and 10. They spot it at about the 19-yard line. Ball on the near hash. Clock running down to 3:35 to go, third quarter. Four receivers set. Connor Chinaki wants to throw. Rolling right, incomplete. Short pass, nobody home. And a flag is down.
You wonder if that's going to be intentional grounding, Dan, because he was not out of the tackle box. He was a straight drop, and he did have pursuit, and it's not the case. It's actually a face mask or a hold. I thought that was a face mask indication, but either way.
So a defensive holding penalty against the Cardinals gives Richfield some free yardage here.
Well, they move the ball out to the 29, so you're right. Crowd is very much thinned down. 38-0 the score, 2:48 remaining in the third.
Richfield on first down. This is Connor Chinaki calling his own number, and he gets walloped at about the 32-yard line.
I laugh because that's the exact word I was thinking in my mind was he got walloped. It might have been Carroll who hit him.
I think it was Jack Carroll who said, "How do you do?"
But Chase Anesta was hanging out nearby as well.
He got 4 yards, but he sure had to pay for it. So second and six, ball at the 33. Chinaki hands it off. This is Trevor Chinaki running left and nowhere to go as he is stacked up in the backfield.
Yeah, Justin Carroll got him first, and the cavalry came behind him. So it'll set up third and long sitting at the 31-yard line.
Third down and 3rd and 8, they're going to call it, at the 31. 1:45 to go, third quarter. It's been nothing but running clock here in the second half. Connor Chinaki to throw it. Throws over the middle, incomplete. He was looking for Matt Fortson on the right side. Unable to connect, it's fourth down.
As again, the wind continues to just really swirl around here at Tiger Hollow, though that has had no impact really on the game when you think about it.
Not really, no. We thought we might see some goofy things happen, you know, with the kicking game and whatnot, but it's kind of, you really wouldn't know that it's been rather blustery tonight. But
nope.
Fourth down, Ridgefield into punt. And Trevor gets the ball away, and it's a short kick into the wind, and it dies right at about the 45-yard line. Takes a Greenwich bounce out of bounds.
I mean, you're talking maybe a 15-yard punt. Part of the problem there was the snap. That did get hung up in the wind a little bit, and he had to move to his left. Then he likes shifting back to the right in that rugby-style kick, and he just got nothing on it.
So the clock continues to tick down here during the change of possession timeout. We're down to the last 30 seconds of the third quarter as the Greenwich offense makes their way towards the field here. Nick Wells will head back out there.
And I don't think they're going to run a play because,
well,
why bother? Although maybe they will.
Well, maybe they will here. 42-yard line of Ridgefield, first and 10. It's a handoff on first down, and that is Kieran Neek on the carry. 5'8" junior getting the carry there.
And running clock, this is exactly why you run the clock. Zeros on the board.
End of the third quarter. That went by pretty quick, didn't it?
Sure
it's
did.
38-0 Greenwich. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back at Tiger Hollow with Greenwich Cardinals leading the Ridgefield Tigers 38-0 as we begin the fourth quarter. The third quarter that went by pretty quickly because it was all running clock from the first kickoff all the way to the end of the quarter, and we're going to see more of that here in the fourth.
Yeah, we sure are. It's going to stay just like that as Nick Wells goes back to business to start the fourth quarter.
Four receivers, trips to the far side. He will hand it off to Neek again, and he gets maybe a yard before he's pushed out of bounds at about the 44. Cardinals moving from right to left here in the fourth quarter.
Salambean making the stop on the near sideline. It's going to be a loss of a couple of yards as it sits at the 44-yard line with 11.5 remaining. And again, play comes out of bounds. Just explaining for folks who don't know running clock that it was put into effect really wholeheartedly after the disaster that was the 50-point rule in the early part of the 21st century.
I've heard the story of that a couple of occasions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Running clock has existed for a while, but now it's more of a rule.
Third and 12, handoff goes to Neek up the middle, and he gets maybe 2 to 3 yards to about the 41.
To extend upon that point, Dan and I went up to Trinity Pauling and did Brunswick against the Pride last week, and the Bruins won 49-15. We thought maybe it would be running clock to start the third quarter, but the officials said, nah, maybe not. It's more of a gentleman's agreement in the prep schools.
Punt by Greenwich takes a Ridgefield bounce at about the 20 and is downed at about the 24-yard line.
That actually almost hit Chernacki. Trevor Chinaki was down there. It took a bounce, and he hopped out of the way of it.
There's been some funny bounces on these kicks tonight, hasn't there?
I sure have.
So that is where Ridgefield will set up shop at their own 24-yard line. Clock running at 10:17 to go, fourth quarter.
Henry Nelligan, Dan, has come in at quarterback for the Tigers.
Okay. First and 10, and a bad snap, and he goes to a knee to pick it up, and the play is blown dead right there.
That's exactly the case, and that is a loss of about 5 as it goes back to the 19-yard line. And the way this is going, this game will be over in a finger snap.
Yeah, that's what happens in these running clock games where it gets out of hand early. The second half just flies right by. So it'll be second and about 15 for Ridgefield, moving from left to right. And a handoff running left side, and some running room here, and getting a few yards on the carry is Santino Barella.
And Barella, just a sophomore, so when you're head coach Jamie Reed, why not see what you have for the future as well?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously tonight has been really frustrating for Ridgefield, but they think they have some really nice talent, especially in that sophomore class that's going to come along and really be helpful for them next year and the year after. It's third down and 7 from the 27. Ball on the far side hash. Rolling right, throwing, short pass, incomplete. He was looking for Dean Albus, the senior wide receiver.
But the 5'8 junior defensive back, Nico Galindo, was right there, and Nico can bring a little heat, and he did.
You know, the Greenwich, you know, the defensive coordinator, Brian Hochter, he coaches them all up the same, whether they're team captain senior or they're way down on the depth chart as a sophomore. They are all taught to hit hard. So fourth down for Ridgefield as they will punt it away, clock at 8:13 to go and counting in the fourth quarter. Waiting for the snap. And the rush gets through. Trevor Chinaki has to run with it. And he's going to actually, on a busted play, pick up the first down. Ran for his life back there. He finally broke it to the left sideline, down the sideline, and has enough yards for a first down.
Considering some of the disasters we've seen tonight for Ridgefield, that turned into a fire drill play because that was a snap that had a lot of air under it. The ball kind of hovered in the air for a moment, but it worked for Chinaki as he was able to turn it off to the left side. The Cardinal defenders kind of over-pursued getting past Chinaki, and he was able to run for his life and get the first down.
So a play that goes from disaster to a first down for Ridgefield. So first and 10 at their own 40. And a handoff. Running left. And picking up a couple of yards there is Santino Barella.
Berlin beats Simsbury 21-7. So Berlin now to 6-2. They get the top seed Windsor next week. Top seed in the game time poll.
All right.
By the way, we're down to 6:43 in this 38-0 Greenwich lead.
That's correct. 6:40 to go. Ball at the 43-yard line. Nelligan with four receivers, rather. He'll throw. Airs it out deep down the right side, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Andrew Marino, the junior wide receiver.
And he thought Marino was going to turn and go a little further up, so he overthrew him. He threw a nice ball, but that's just a play by a young player that, you know, they're not on the same page quite yet. Jack Jedlicka among those back in coverage for the Cardinals, who are trying to pitch the shutout with 6 minutes remaining.
Clock is at 6 minutes and running. Third down and 7 at the Ridgefield 43 with the Cardinals up 38-0. Nelligan takes the snap. He'll throw it. Looking. Throws deep down the middle. Incomplete. That pass was intended for Marino.
It'll be fourth down.
Galindo and Gustav Patrika were both back in coverage, so double coverage there, and the Tigers saying, you know what, we're down by five scores at least, and there's 5 minutes remaining. Let's just punt the ball away. And the Cardinals will most likely just do a lot of running and get out of here.
Yeah, just run the clock out and get on the bus back to Greenwich. Start getting ready for senior week at Cardinal Stadium, which will be a lot of fun. So looking forward to that one against West Hill.
Some of the coaches have started making their way down from the booth, although the Tigers still need an extra body, so they need Trevor Janacki for one thing.
Rob, get in there, will you? Well, they need a punter. You know, that might be helpful.
That's what they needed.
Fourth and seven, Ridgefield in to punt. Trevor Janacki back there. What does he have in store for us this time? He does punt it away. Good kick with the wind at his back, and the ball takes a good bounce and goes out of bounds. I think they're gonna spot this inside the 10-yard line.
Oh, they are. They certainly are, but he used the wind at his back, took advantage of it, and boomed it all the way down where Cicerelli was waiting. They're saying it's a 52-yard punt, and there was a penalty. So let's see if that's going to have any impact on the spot of the ball.
I did not see the penalty flag. I guess it would have been...
I heard the PA announcer say there was a flag. I never saw it myself, so I'm not even sure what the indication was. But they are marking it off against Ridgefield. And apparently a personal foul. And they're going to mark the ball at the 20, but... By the way, all this has taken the clock down to 3:45.
Yeah, by the way, we are still in running clock.
Yeah.
Clock is now down to 3:40 and counting. So the Cardinals will take over one more time on offense with a 38-0 advantage.
And Dan,
they're walking it back to the original spot.
I don't know what the heck they're doing, but they have walked it all the way back, and in fact, they've walked it back to the 3. So that's a half the distance to the goal.
So the penalty was on Greenwich, apparently?
Yep. Yes, it was.
All right. First and 10. The ball is spotted just outside the 2-yard line. Wells, shotgun snap, handoff, running right. There's daylight, and a flag is down as the tackle is made at about the 20-yard line. But let's check the flag. I think it's going to be a hold against Greenwich.
I think it was Neek on the carry on that nice run. And for a moment, it looked like he had about 90 yards of open field in front of him, but not the case.
Well, maybe there was an illegal reason why he had so much running room on that play.
That would have something to do with it.
So 2:34 and counting, fourth quarter.
That'll be a 1-yard penalty. Can't go back much further.
You don't hear that very often, do you?
Nope.
So it's officially first and 11. They spot the ball outside the 1-yard line in the middle of the field. Wells lines it up. Three receivers in the gun. And he's going to hand it off to Neek up the middle. And he's going to get to about the 7. Clock now down to 2 minutes and counting. As I would imagine neither team is in any particular hurry at this point.
I wouldn't think they would want to stop the clock for any reason. It's a very chilly night here at Tiger Hollow. It's 38-0. It's been a fairly thorough victory for the Cardinals, as they're going to be 7-1 in a moment. The Tigers will drop to 3-5.
So Greenwich in a take-care-of-business spot tonight, doing what they needed to do in the first half, and it's been on autopilot here for the second half. Wells takes the shotgun snap, and he will keep it running right, and he's going to get maybe a short gain out of it. He's going to get taken down inbounds at about the 14-yard line.
That was actually Cassidy Morales running to the right side.
Oh, even better.
So he was able to get a little bit of running room. And
Cassidy Morales on the keep. Sets up third down.
And it'll bring up third down, and I actually think Lauren Judge is playing quarterback right now, 16.
That is very possible.
I'm going to take a look. Well, the Cardinals look like they're going to go into victory formation anyway, so it might not matter.
And I do see a 16 there now, yeah. Okay.
and actually from under center, so it might not have been Judge, but from under center, that was actually Morales who was handling that snap and taking the knee.
Well, we're having to sort out all the depth of the roster tonight. Knee is taken out of victory formation, and the final seconds are going to tick off here as the clock hits zeros, and Greenwich wraps this one up 38-0 over Ridgefield. Rob, a rather ho-hum second half, but I think that's what a lot of Cardinals supporters were expecting here.
Well, and, you know, for the Tigers, you don't want to see that score go any higher. You try to avoid the number getting out of control, and you watch the coaches come together. That's the goal here, is, and that's why they do what we just spent the second half doing. That took all of about 45 minutes, if that, because it really was so quick. It was such an emphatic start and finish for the Cardinals here tonight. You know, they rolled, and this game was in many ways not only in control at 21-0 after one, but it kind of felt over after one. It was just that dominant early on for the Cardinals.
Cardinals, no question, came out firing on all cylinders in the first quarter. We saw the big play ability from this offense that's been lacking the last few weeks, I would say. But yeah, just came out firing, and Ridgefield really wasn't able to come up with any sort of a response offensively. They really struggled defensively as well. If you're Ridgefield, this is the kind of a performance where you look at and you say, you know what, there's nowhere else to go but up from here, as they look forward to finishing out the rest of their season as they drop to 3-5 on the season. Greenwich, with the win, improves to 7-1. Their next game is next Saturday at home on Senior Day against West Hill. And we will be there. Well, I'll be there, at least. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I might not. Ridgefield plays Stanford next week. And, you know, look, the Black Knights have had a very rough year. So for the Tigers, a young team, you want to take care of business against the Black Knights if you can. Keep building on whatever you can. This is just one of those nights where, you know, if you're Jamie Reed, you go down to your team and say, all right, we want to be like them in the future. Because this was more like Cardinal football tonight in 2024. Run the ball, run it again, keep running it. But they're getting the passing game back into play as well. You keep doing that and balance things out, there'll be less of the Jekyll and Hyde that we were a little concerned about going back to the game against Wilton. This is where they look like a championship team again. They need more of that.
This is the time of year where contenders start to separate themselves from the rest of the pack, and you want to see this offense take more steps in a positive direction. We'll see if they can build on that again next week against West Hill, because there's that looming Thanksgiving matchup with Staples that everybody's got their eye on. But I think if you're a supporter of the Cardinals, you have to like what you saw tonight.
I agree. Defense was stout. Several three and outs for the Tigers. They moved the ball a little bit, but the Cardinals were able to tighten up when they needed to, make the right stops, make the right reads, make the right plays. I think if you're Tony Morella, you're happy with the effort tonight. You want to keep your foot on the gas pedal, though, because next week they play a team that they've never lost to going all the way back to 1973. They have dominated West Hill forever. And generally speaking, and I've been telling you about this, the margin of score has been, you know, in the neighborhood of like 41-7 for years. But this West Hill team has a couple of wins under their belt. You can't take them lightly. If you want to be a champion, you have to come out with a big effort next week.
No, and with the standings in Double L, you know, West Hill is not out of the mix for a playoff spot at this point. So
exactly.
This is the kind of a game that, you know, Greenwich, yeah, historically it's been one-sided, but they better not take this West Hill team for granted next week.
I totally agree. And again, don't treat it as a trap game. Don't look through the West Hill Vikings at the Staples Wreckers. You can't do that. Can't do that next week. Got to take care of business.
It'll be another take care of business spot for the Cardinals next week. And Rob, I want to thank you for handing the reins over to me and being brave enough to do so.
Irway sitting down in North Carolina going, that SOB never allowed me to do this.
Well, if you enjoyed what you heard the last three quarters, you're going to be in luck, because you're going to get four quarters of me next week, possibly.
We'll have to see how the broadcasting schedule shakes out. But, Rob, this has been a lot of fun to get some action in the play-by-play side of things. I appreciate it.
It was fun to do this. I don't go often get to do color myself, so it was fun to shift over to the other side and view the game from the more analytic perspective that I don't normally get to do. And, you know, for the Cardinals, got to keep on keeping on. They'll do it again next week, and if they can keep going, going to be a lot of fun on Thanksgiving.
Sure will be. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight from Tiger Hollow Stadium. I hope you've enjoyed this radio broadcast of Greenwich Cardinals football. Cardinals defeat Ridgefield 38-0 here at Ridgefield High. You've been listening to Greenwich Cardinals football as we kick it back to the GCH studios, and they'll take you home the rest of the way.
For Sean Kilkelly, Dan Murphy, I'm Rob Adams. Final score, 38-0. We'll see you next Saturday in one form or another. Pregame show at 12:50, kickoff 1 o'clock, senior day, the Cardinals and the West Hill Vikings. From Tiger Hollow on a chilly night, good night, everyone.
Savings. In less than 30 days, our entire economy could face a monumental shift that could destroy a huge amount of value many Americans have stored in their 401k.